Listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is Tufts Freeform Radio Station. The show is 88 miles per hour. My name's Emma. I'm here every Tuesday from 9 p.m. until 10 p.m. Except, disclaimer, I will not be here probably the next 2 weeks because I'm going home to my dear family in the homeland of New Jersey. But besides that, I'll be back for the rest of the summer, and I've been here the entire semester. I just finished my junior year here at Tufts, and it feels pretty darn good. I'm excited to continue my show over the summer. Hopefully we will be listening to lots of new music, lots of old music, and everything in between. I've got a good show tonight. I'm pretty excited about all of the music. Earlier I was listening to Boys Making Noise show around 6. Just wanted to give them a special shout out. It's their last show. They're graduating. I've told this story before, but prior to coming to Tufts, when I knew I was coming to Tufts, but before I got here when I was in high school, I would listen to WMFO through the online streaming in my car. And one of the first shows that I heard was the Boys Making Noise show. So I called in all excited. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so awesome. I love your show. It's so great. I want to be part of the radio. And they were really nice and awesome. And then we ended up becoming friendly with each other, which was really cool. Because one semester they had their show after me, which was really fun. So really cool community. Sad we're losing some great seniors, but they will have forever left their mark. Anyways, that was my rant. I've got more music coming up, so stay tuned.
Can't afford it.
We just heard City Looks Pretty by Courtney Barnett, one of her singles that she's released recently in preparation for a new album. Before that, we heard the song Equestrian by Omni. And before that, When You're Near Me, I Have Difficulty by XTC. Stay tuned, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
One. Thank you.
That was the Delgados. The Delgados. I had an extra A. I don't know why. That was the Delgados with Coming In From the Cold. Before that, we heard Palm with Walkie Talkie. Before that, The Wonderful Stuff with A Wish Away. And before that, Dog Got a Bone by the Beta Band. I met a very sweet dog today, and their owners were nice enough to let me play with them. And it was a big, fluffy dog, and it just kind of laid down and wouldn't let me stop petting it, and I was totally, totally okay with that. Anyways, it is 9:30, halfway done. Still have plenty of more tunes to listen to, so stay tuned. 91.5 WMFO.
What's not real? It's my defense up. Who's still there? I'm sorry, I can't remember. Why are all these eyes on me? Did I begin a thought I can't complete? I am.
Dump Him with the song Benefit / Doubt. Before that, we heard Ice Cream on a Nice Day by Fitz. And now we have a new song from the band Film School. They just released this new song. They have an album titled Bright to Death, which is tentatively scheduled to be released in the fall. Very excited. I don't think they've put anything out for a bit, but anyways, here is their brand new song. I hope you enjoy.
Yeah.
That was the Beastie Boys with I Don't Know.
I kept forgetting that there was the Beastie Boys.
I know. It was very good.
Yeah.
Not saying that the Beastie Boys aren't good, but that song was a little out of their repertoire.
Mm-hmm.
From, you know, Sabotage. Okay, anyways, someone left this wonderful book here. It's called The Heart of the Buddha's Teaching. Now, I took a class on Buddhism last semester. So did you.
We both did.
I'm going to read a passage. Do you want to, like, do some nice sounds in the background while I read this? The four establishments of mindfulness are the foundation of our dwelling place. Without them, our house is abandoned. No one is sweeping, dusting, or tidying up. Our body becomes unkempt, our feelings full of suffering, and our mind a heap of afflictions. When we are truly home, our body, mind, and feelings will be a place of refuge for ourselves and others. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Interesting correlation between Buddhism, the noises I was just making, and music. I think we talked about this before, but some Buddhists believe that there is a natural resonance of the universe, and that by you're trying to resonate with the universe.
It's very interesting. Everything has a natural resonance.
True. Oh.
I wonder what the earth would sound like. This is totally unrelated, but I really got punked today. I was on the internet and it was this video about like NASA recording the sounds the sun makes. And I was like, what is this about? And of course I clicked on it and it goes through like a 2-minute video and then it's like the yodeling kid.
So exactly what you wanted to hear.
Yeah, but I was hoping it was going to have like some sort of scientific, you know,
mm-hmm.
So I got punked.
That's really funny.
Yeah. Not everything you read on the internet is true, people. Keep your eyes peeled.
We should invite the yodeling kid to come on your show.
You think he'd come?
He's
probably in high demand these days.
He probably is. He's probably lined up with gigs.
I'll have my people send an email.
Cool.
Well, back to our regular scheduled programming, I guess. Oh, man. I'm running out of songs. I'm running out of time. I'm going to do the best I can.
Stand down into sand.
was Eagles with the song Tough Luck. Not like the classic rock band Eagles. This is E-A-G-U-L-L-S. Yes. Let's see. It's currently 9:50. You've been listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. 88 miles per hour. I interrupt this program to bring you a quick but important public service announcement.
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound-chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle, simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
There's been, like, a secret underlying dog theme to our show, because I talked about dogs, and I just played a PSA about dogs, because who doesn't love dogs, and we should all take care of the dogs and adopt the dogs. And the cats. But mostly the dogs. But also the cats. Anyways, I think I have one or two more songs left for you. Enjoy. Also enjoy the sounds of outside. All right.